Indeed, our channeler is receiving us in a new location, and so there is a little bit of hesitancy. Will she acquire the space for her own reunion? Will she adapt to the new focus, to the new change, to the new time? You see, it is each of your inheritance to speed up time, understand? There is no need to continue in the old time slot. You are each afforded changes. You are each afforded arrival, shall we say, and it is for you, dear ones, to come into true consent with this altered sequence. You see, as you adjust to your new timetable, as you adjust to your new rhythm and cycle, you will find it to be equally delightful and at first unsteady. Where is the new footing? Where do I place my feet? Where do I go? You see, as you assimilate with new consciousness, you will find yourself arriving and arriving still. That is why we ask you to play in the Garden of Eden. In other words, release the constraints, release the boundaries, and release the localized focus. Perhaps you will arrive at a new career. Perhaps you will arrive at a new way of entitlement regarding your current status. In other words, there are many opportunities and ways of shifting into your new regard. What is essential is that you honor the missing pieces. You see, you are not attending to a career outward, outside, or anything else from the outer sequence for that matter, but again, swimming with the dolphins and arriving within over and over. It is therefore time to permit yourself to have the daily swim, to allow yourself further expansion, to allow yourself grace. Now, as we come through with the offering, as we come through with the committed gesture, we ask you to bring in the surplus. In other words, imagine going grocery shopping. Imagine going into a lovely garden to bring home some flowers, some plants, whatever your imagery, but we ask you to receive. You see, dear ones, you are expanding in truth. You are expanding in light. And with this comes additional measures. Now, you each have room to make some adjustments, to open up to new sequencing, to open up to new possibilities, new favoring. You see, dear ones, with delight, Christ has risen in and through you. That is what you are adjusting to. It is not that you are leaving earth. You need not tremble, but you are adjusting to a new way of life, that you need not worry and succumb to fear like many of your brethren, but realize you are being guided by the stars. You are being guided by your own self-interest, your own holy self. Now, it is a graduating class that will listen to this with liberal pleasure. In other words, let us just say, hats off to each of you. You are all graduating into a new sequence of love. That is where you are turning the dial to a new forecast, to a new offering, to a new awareness. Now, as you offer love to yourself and others in many possibilities, you at last will find home. You see, love provides you guidance. It provides you safe passage. It provides you new awarenesses. It provides hope. But you must come into sequence. You must come into looking. It is to your favor that you have reached this advanced sequence. It is to your delight. We ask you, therefore, to play in the Garden of Eden, to play well. Now, we are sealing this activation, and we do so with extreme measure of kindness. You see, we understand some of your concerns. We understand that the winds, they are blowing on earth at this time. But know your power. Know your linkage to the higher realms. Travel with the light. Travel with your emissaries of new consciousness. Adjust to the new teachings. These teachings come not through our channeler's voice, but through the energetic offering. You see, We are assisting you on multiple levels of conveyance. You must understand the physical. It is just one small sliver of your true state. So when you come to meet, when you come to join, look up, not down, because that is where the guidance is. That is where the offering. You see, we are helping you to remember your true self. We are helping you to find the way. Play often then in the garden. Open up to the freshness, to the new concessions, to the new offerings. You are entitled. You are free, as you will receive, as you will explore, as you will permit. You see, your time is up and living from a fear-based reality. You have had enough, yes? And you are learning to adjust. So we leave you with good tidings. We leave you with offerings. And we leave you with our holy availability. We are available 24/7, as it is said. Make use of this availability. We are not separate from you. We are an extension of your light, an extension of your holiness, an extension of your true awareness. Let us receive together this new offering consciousness, this new offering that we bring forth in love. When you notice yourself not in love, notice, and recognize you have power. You have power to see things anew. You need not fear when you notice this, for it is a triumph. It is a triumph. It is a joy. And then be still. Go to the Garden of Eden within self and say, what may I now release to know my joy again, to know my love, to know my truth? What is coming up for my releasing so that I can birth the Christ, so I can be one with my holiness, so I can be one with grace? And so it is. So a couple of things. One is when, somewhere in the choices, it was the card from Tarot I just kept seeing, and it was like seven, it's decisions. And it was very clear to me that it's all here waiting for our decision. So it's not like, oh, I got a download, I'm suddenly in grace, I'm suddenly in a new structure. It's there. It's almost like if you went to the grocery store. The apples are there, the oranges are there, but which one are you going to select? That's what it felt like, that there's this urgency now for us to where we put our placement, where we put our focus, where we put our decision making. And so, as it was saying, when you notice yourself deciding from the lower sequence, like in other words, just following mind in rote memory, it's like when you have that awareness, this is where we get stuck. We see what we're doing wrong, and they were saying we kind of shy away from it out of shame or guilt. We don't want to see, because it's like guilty is charged, because that's what we've been holding. So the new allocation, the breath of fresh air, is to offer ourselves extension of kindness that we now see. We were blind, but now we see. So the second you see, you're three quarters of the way there, because then you have the power of choice. If you're not seeing, if you're blaming everyone else, you're blaming the, like, whatever it is, then you don't have power of choice. You're just being pulled along with whatever this situation is. When you see that you're operating without love, you have that decision maker. And then you can choose an alternate reality. And you will be guided. Maybe there's like forgiveness, maybe whatever it is, you will be guided. And even if you don't feel that guidance, the second you start noticing how you've been playing according to the old teachings, the old timeline, you've already shifted. So it's in the noticing that we become empowered. And they're literally showing me like a lock where it's like, then we can put in the key and open up to the Garden of Eden, because that's what we're creating. They're saying in-house, like in other words, within our own consciousness, within our own knowing. We're not waiting for the world to change. We're changing our world, because our world's going to operate from a new paradigm. And we have total control over that. That's why it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter how the wind's blowing. It's our direction. We have total control, total commitment to our own consciousness. So the more that we travel with that due diligence, with that likeliness, and when I say due diligence, it's like this isn't hard in the sense that when you call on those higher awarenesses, you literally have light beings. I mean, if you could get really clairvoyant and look at your room, I mean, you are so not alone, because you have, that's when you get grace. That's when you get support, because you will get that higher note helping you to choose, helping you to find your way. But you have to show up and arrive. So when you keep it, you know, just focused on the old, and they want me to emphasize this, because they're saying there was a wee bit of judgment when I just said that. When I said keep focusing on the old as if like that's wrong, that's wrong. They're correcting me. They're correcting me for the benefit of the group. They were saying there was energy of judgment, that I would find myself choosing wrong. And this is what they're explaining, where to see it as a blessing. It's kind of like, wow, that's what I've been doing all along. That's what I've been still holding that grudge. That's what I've been doing. I've still been judging that person. So again, receive yourself with kindness. And when we do, that's when the emphasis of love, that's when the orchestration of the heavens, you know, remember all those light ships surrounding the earth, supporting guidance. Well, it's not just wherever the nuclear concerns are. The guidance is supporting each of us, because we're the ones that are going to carry the torch. So we actually need the most support. So this is the point. It's here. It's here waiting for our course selection. Like I see my son, like, which subject should I choose for my next semester? Course selection. Each day, each moment, we don't realize our power. Each moment, we have course selection. Which course are you attending to? The more that we take ownership of that, we take privilege, we take power back. We all have extraordinary power, extraordinary power. We're learning how to use it. We're learning how to use it in the name of love rather than in the belief in separation and suffering. There's so many people on this planet that want to make a difference but are still working out of the old paradigm, because it takes repetitive teaching, it takes emphasis, it takes over and over and over as we anchor in that remembrance, that allowance, that choice. And then when we gather in these groups, and we don't just gather physically. People say they see me showing up in their kitchen all over the place. We're gathering outside of the body. So this is occurring 24/7, showing us the new way, showing us the new path, showing us our new rites of passage. This is our right. We're here to claim it. It's why we're here. It has nothing to do with our little story. You know, it's like, oh, I just painted my mailbox. That's not why we're here. We're here in a way it is. We're here to receive new mail. We're here to receive new focus. We're here to receive our light. So let us take a moment of prayer as we seal in and receive that activation, receive that fellowship. So when I'm saying fellowship, I'm saying fellowship of all the light beings. We have Lyrians here today. So those are those lovely, I call them lion people, feline really. But they are here supporting our path. So again, we're receiving this on behalf of all. And see all the areas in your life, your particular circumstances. Because remember, we're walking this out in our own field of awareness. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever's coming up, it's like, yes, when you're blessing it, when you're covering yourself with this activation, with this light, you're doing it on behalf of all. Because as you solve the riddle for yourself, you're going to take millions of people with you. So the more you receive, the more you activate, the more you help. So, because one person's like, is it like, I feel like I'm just being selfish by asking for blessings or help in your own personal affairs? Only if you're just thinking about you. When you're realizing whatever you're facing is actually a global problem, without exception.
In other words, you'll suddenly get awareness.
So, receive. Gosh, this group, just the power of the group, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. All right, so everybody, welcome. So nice to have you join us. We will begin with Kim, and we'll move our way around. We're going to try to begin with Kim. Let's see what happens. There we go.
Really? I knew it again. I said, you better not call me first, but maybe be convenient because I've got some things going on today. I was just turning off my recording of you. Okay. Let me start a new recording. Oh my gosh, so funny. I was like smiling from ear to ear because when that recording from Mary B signed on and it said something, you said something about it repeated what you had just said about having her new awareness. I'm like, that was no accident. That was no accident. We were supposed to hear that again. So anyway, I'll let you give me a message, please, for my highest and best.
Beautiful.